Robson picking up, throwing left, away to McIntyre, early ball gear, and short pass Finifetiaki. Great grass cutting tackle from Nikarima. That's one thing that they've done well. Nikarima has handled the big Finifetiaki pretty nicely. McIntyre is bounding up inside the 20 with two tackles left and 35 seconds to go. Townsend, switch of play, back to the open left to Drinkwater, inside Jesse Bromwich. Now runs sideways right, flicks a pass away to Lukey on the Nane away to Felt. Felt's going to score. Felt is over. He gets his second. An appropriate way for this game to end. The Cowboys finishing with a try. They've been scoring tries for fun. And they're not going to get the half century, but there is nothing to complain about this afternoon if you're a North Queensland Cowboys fan. Kyle Felt joins Matt Bowen. What a record. All-time North Queensland greatest try scorer. Kyle Felt now equal top of the record books, 47-18.
But what a record. Matty Bowen, he lit up Stockland, Dairy Farmers, whatever the stadiums have been. He's lit them up. But Kyle Felt, that's a great reward. And you know what? I'm glad that the Cowboys finished like, because they fell in a bit of a hole and got dragged down to the Redcliffe Dolphins level there for a bit of the second half, but they finished on a high. They didn't stop attacking, and that's a good reward for a tough afternoon for Kyle Felt.
Yeah, nice finish to the game. You asked the question, Gordy, will the Cowboys finish in style? And they certainly did that. Again, the last play run option, a little switch on the inside of the ruck. They moved the ball to the right-hand side. Great pass from Jeremiah Nane, who throws a very good quality cutout passer. Yeah. A passer halfback could be proud of. Finds his man Kyle Felt on the wing. He goes over for the final try.
So eight tries in all. Now, has Holmes missed one yet? I don't think he has. This to maintain his perfect record. What does our insert sponsor here, Kick Predictor, say? 48%. All right. No confidence in the Kick Predictor. Let's see if Holmes can prove it wrong. What a win. 47 to 18, maybe 49 to 18. Oh, hang on. Hang on. This hasn't been confirmed. Oh, no. Oh, no. Not another penalty try. And now they're looking at the put down here. Has Felt mucked up putting this down?
Play's been cleared up to this point.
Oh, Kyle. He's let the ball go. He's let the ball go.
No, he's got his thumb on it.
Kyle Felt loses possession. Oh, my God.
No, he's got his thumb on it, hasn't he?
He cannot give that.
Every Broncos fan going, why didn't he do that in 2015?
Now, we've had a kick at goal here that was irrelevant. Just out of frustration, Holmes had it on the tee, so he booted it anyway. So, well no record. Matt Bowen is still on his own for another week.
I reckon he's still got his hand on the football.
It doesn't matter, Gordy. They changed the interpretation last year, so
that there is a try.
It's
that there's
not
a try.
It's Dean not in control.
Oh, listen here, don't you start. One was denied the opportunity. He's got his hand on the ball.
He's looking for an argument.
He's not in control.
You can't give that try, Gordy. You cannot give that try.
I did give the try.
10 seconds. I can't believe what a soft touch you've become. Now it's Hamiso Tabuai-Fido on the last play. Now it's away to Nikarima. He's got the hammer, running down the right side. Little chip kick, Azako coming through. The bounce, it's knocked on by one of the Dolphins. Dearden takes it, runs over the sideline, and that's the end of that. I tell you what, the 32,500 got a show today. Because the Cowboys have run right. 10 tries in all, 7 for the Cowboys, 3 for the Dolphins. 43-18, and North Queensland are top of the table to start the season. A year of redemption after a real season of disappointment in 2023. It can't have started much better for this. For the Dolphins, that's a tough afternoon. Not only are beaten rather comprehensively, but now they've got some injuries to worry about. Connolly Lemuelu, Ray Stone with a concussion, so he's probably gone next week. It's tough work now for the Dolphins. It's means they start this season. It's a long season, but they start it on the back foot. We're waiting for an interview or two from Hoops.
All right. Scott Drinkwater.
Scotty Drinkwater with you, Hoops. Take it away.
Scotty Drinkwater, how was that, mate? Yeah, that was good. It's a good hit out. We won the transition pretty well there with our kick chase, and we let three tries. A bit disappointing. We weren't too relentless on our line with no urgency, so it's a bit disappointing. But to score that many points, it's pleasing, and just come down to us winning the transition and having more possession.
Been well documented, the club was disappointed with their overall performances last year. You didn't make the finals off the back of a really good year. Fair to say you've had a long summer, and that's as positive a start as you could possibly make, given where you're coming from.
Yeah, everyone was back training pretty early because we didn't make the finals, so everyone has had a long pre-season under our belt. Apart from the roofs, everyone was back before December, so we've been getting flogged up there in the heat, and it's been good. And we were disappointed in what we did last year, tossed up, and it looked like we just didn't have that care factor as what we did previous year. So it's all about putting pride back into our jersey and showing that we were nothing of the 22 team last year, and it's 24, so it's time to make a new change again.
Some silky moments today, particularly from a young gun in Zach Labor. You must have enjoyed that dummy sold for the opening try.
Yeah, he's a skillful, confident kid, and as you just saw there in the first try, and I think he might have got another. I'm not too sure. Yeah, did he get two?
He set up another one.
Set up a failed, so he won't break the line. So, he's just going to keep his head down, keep working. It's only round one, and the more games you play in the NRL, the more everyone knows about you, and you've got a bit more of a target on your back. So, head down, ass up for him, and keep working.
You must enjoy playing behind this forward pack, just looking around now, and you've got Griffin Neame, Helam Lukey, Jeremiah Nanai. It's an all-star pack.
Yeah, they when we hold on the ball along with the team, they go forward's pretty good, and they're big boys, and getting a bit of skill in there, and our back rolls are damaging. So, I think we spread the ruck up a bit today, and we just persisted there, make their big boys be tired, because when it's our way around, our boys hate being on the back foot all that, and constantly working backwards. So, that was kind of the plan today, to just persist at the middle, and we got some joy.
Congratulations on a great start of the year, Scott, and go and enjoy it.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Good on you. Scott Drinkwater, well played. 16 runs, 3 offloads, 4 tackle busts. Very solid game from Scott Drinkwater. As we wrap things up here, I've got a stat which I want to get confirmed, but I believe this will be just the 11th round that the Cowboys have ever led the competition. There you go, they've been in existence 30 years, and I think it's 11, maybe 12 weeks. They've won a comp, but very rare the Cowboys top of the table. Val Holmes with you, Jimmy Hooper.
Yeah, here he is, the Cowboys centre, Valentine Holmes. First up, Val, you've got to be happy with that. It was a hell of a performance.
Yeah, I was obviously just happy with the way we stuck to what we've been working on all pre-season. It's actually good to see it, in a game. We always say how hard and how well we want to train, but to put it into action, against a quality side, it's pleasant.
You touched on pre-season. Was it a long summer? You didn't make the finals last year. An outstanding season 12 months earlier. How was it?
Yeah, obviously, not making the finals obviously means that you come back a bit earlier, but I think we needed that. The year before, it was probably almost half the team missed out because of the World Cup. So I think we needed a good restart, reset. We obviously got Jimmy and Morgs, new coaches coming in that have been nothing but really good for our boys. So it's good to obviously start off really well, but it's about stacking these games, so hopefully get us going by the end of the year.
Tell us a little bit about your centre partner today. You had some silky touches and scored the opening try.
Yeah, he's been doing that at training too. He's been putting me under the pump a bit, so it's always competitive against Butsy and Felty. Those two are obviously really good try scorers. So like I touched on it, it's just how we're training. We're training really physical against each other, and scoring some really cool tries at training with Drinky setting up a lot. So like I said, it's just awesome to see it in games.
All your key position players really stood up, but Tommy Didden's first official game as one of the captains of the club, how do you think he went?
He tries to play it down, a bit. He tries to make it like nothing's changed, but it hasn't really, besides the sea against him and Ruse's name. But I feel like just this off-season, since he has been captain, he's matured a lot. He's only 22 or 23, so to see him and Ruse, really mature against it, with the tide that we've got with some experienced players still around them playing with them, it's good to see. I've got a good level head on their shoulders.
is definitely a very handy player and looks as though he's going to be a champion leader as well. Val, as always, we appreciate your time. Go and enjoy the win.
Oh, cheers, Luke.
Nice job, Jimmy Hooper, there with Val Holmes as we continue and finish off that interview's NIB, as exciting as health insurance gets. Join today, nib.com.au. And health insurance might never be thrilling, but at NIB, they do everything they can to make it as painless as possible. Yeah, so here, the quirky stat of the day. 98, the Cowboys led the comp for 1 week.
98?
In 2005 for 1 week.
Wow.
In 2006 for 7 weeks early in the season. In 2007 for 1 week. Never led it in 15. 1 week in 2016.
Yeah, they did. They led it in overtime.
That's exactly right.
they led it at the right time of the year.
In 2015, they were second and third for the second half of the season. And then round 9, 2016, that was the last time the Cowboys led the premiership. So there you go. It doesn't really mean a lot, but 11 weeks in their entire history, they've led the comp. So they start the season on the right foot. Jimmy Graham, if you want to look at this pragmatically, you can probably say Dolphins are not going to be the trendsetters this year, but I'm sure Todd Payton's going to be pretty happy with what he saw from his team.
Yeah, most definitely, especially in that first half. I really enjoyed how they moved the ball around. I think the Leibert was fantastic. They've got a very strong squad. Sam McIntyre coming off the bench was very powerful, as well as Griffin Neem and a couple of others. So I think Todd Payton will be really happy with his team's efforts, and especially in attack to start the game. The second half, you know, you can sort of see the dip in intensity from both teams, so that won't worry Tom Payton.
All right, when we do highlights here on Triple M Footy, it is thanks to Mitre 10. They bring us the highlights. Download the Mitre 10 trade app for a tradie discount T&C supply. Right, employment hero 3-2-1, Jimmy Graham.
My 3-2-1, 1 point to Sam McIntyre. I thought he did a really good job off the bench. Dan, you were calling him constantly about his meters, his carries. 2 points to Helam Lukey. I thought he was fantastic in the back row. Going up against Felice Kafusi as well, I thought he managed that area of the game really well. And 3 points go to Zach Leibert.
Aha! Yeah, a centre gets man of the match.
Yeah, very strange. Well, he had
but
a great...
But amazing start to the game.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, the game did fade out. But when the game was still in the balance...
Bang, bang.
Zach Leibert, the try, the audacious flick pass that didn't... The dummy flick pass, rather. And he set one up as well. So when the most important moments were happening, it was all down to Zach Leibert.
Every time we've seen him in first grade, which has only been for 5 games, he looks like he belongs. He looks like he belongs in first grade. We're just about done. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Dan.
We'll be back again on Thursday from this very box, Brisbane versus South. Boy, that should get a monster crowd. Big night, that, for the Broncos and for South as well. If they get rolled there, it's going to be a lot of stories coming out of the Sydney media about what's going on at Heffron Park. I'm telling you, Gordy, they're going to start on some coach, and it won't be Shane Flanagan because they're flying. You're looking at me like you're unaware of how the media works, so we're going to attack someone. I'm just saying, if South get beat,
can
look
you leave
out.
Coaches alone.
It's not me. I'm not the media.
You did. You just started it. You just
was... You're going to be like Shaggy. Who's been starting all this about South? And Dan's just going to go, it wasn't me.
Is that cut over?
I heard you on the radio.
It wasn't me. Is that a cut over your eye, Vegas related?
No, it happened on the plane on the way home. It's a bite by an insect.
I was on that same plane.
Right. I don't remember. I didn't have this, did I?
I think we're going to need a hearing on this matter.
I agree. You deflect. It wasn't me. Man, you started.
Do you know what?
I'm just saying, if a team with big expectations starts 0-2.
I love the way James, right, is starting to get into his acting and his chunk.
That's right.
Going at so many different voices.
That's right.
You know what you're doing.
What about how demonstrative he was?
You know what you're doing.
When Hammer butchered that try in the first half, how demonstrative he was. Oh. I'd love to see that on camera. We've got the cameras in here. I don't know.
I don't know what that word meant.
Then. I would say that was Jimmy Graham chewing scenery. Anyway, we've got to go.
Anyway, we're
done. We're done. End scene. Triple M Box of Footy.
Book an appointment with an audiology professional at specsavers.com.au/hearing. T's and C's apply. The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Townsend, little chip and chase. He's got a chance here. He gets a left foot to it, but it's brilliantly scooped up by the hammer. That's the best of the hammer. Away from one, away from Robson. Turns it on now to New. New has got Bostock on the outside. The race is on. Back to Bostock. Bostock over the 20. Goes for the line. It's the try of the day.
Shut up. Triple M rocks footy. Full-time highlights for Mitre 10. Download the Mitre 10 trade app for a trade discount. T's and C's apply.
We're off and running. The final game of round number one. Townsend through the hands. Nanay away now to Labor with Ruth. Oh, he gets inside. One gets inside. Another. What a try. Zach Labor through some feeble Dolphins defence. As it comes from Jesse Bromwich. Away now to Flegler. Flegler's over. Prop to prop, and Flegler barges over the line, and about to be all tied up here at Suncorp. Cowboys rolling. Dearden now, dummies, goes himself, reaches out, and I think he scores. Tom Dearden with his first run. Try confirmed.
That is brilliant.
Kick is good.
What a game.
It's entertaining. Last tackle. This has been a tremendous set defensively until the last play when Jeremiah Mano, the try-scoring machine, has muscled his way over. From Holmes, sees the ball sent right. Laban runs straight over O'Sullivan. Gets past another. He's got Felt on the inside. Kyle Felt. Take it, Gordy. Goodbye. The next play, crash play, it's a try. Josh Kerr, first touch, and it's a try. Josh Kerr just bashed his way over. Robson to the left of Dearden. Long pass, Holmes. Holmes gets it on. Talangi will stroll over. Oh, boy. They're scoring anytime they want to, North Queensland. Last play, perhaps, of the first half. Townsend, oh, he's going to go for field goal. It's good. Cowboys going to run it again on the last. It comes to Talangi. He stabs a kick in field with his left boot. Oh, no. Oh my goodness. Hamiso Tamuifino has socketed straight into the hands of Heal and Lukey, who's going to stroll over for a try. Goes to the right of Townsend, stabs a kick. Here comes Danae, here comes Labor. Oh, the ball beats them both. That's a butcher try.
Hang on, penalty try.
A penalty try? Oh, no. That is a joke. He's pushed Labor up. The ball goes over the dead ball.
No, he pushes it. He denies him the opportunity, guys.
Gordon, no, he doesn't.
There.
That is.
Oh, please, Gordon.
Oh, God. That is so blatant.
Townsend, little chip and chase. He's got a chance here. He gets a left foot to it, but it's brilliantly scooped up by the hammer. That's the best of the hammer. Away from one, away from Robson. Turns it on now to New. New has got Bostock on the outside. The race is on. Back to Bostock. Bostock over the 20. Goes for the line. It's the try of the day. That's the end of that. The Cowboys have run right. 10 tries in all. 7 for the Cowboys, 3 for the Dolphins. 43-18.
Triple M rocks footy. Triple M footy lives on listener. Catch all our games, interviews, replays, and more. That's LISTNR.